This is the Brant and Sherry podcast. To find out more about the radio show and Brant's new book called Unoffendable, just go to BrantHanson.com.
Here's the thing. If you have family members, let's say it's your brother, who disagrees with you on politics, he's on the other side of whatever aisle side you're on. You don't leave the family, do you?
Good point.
I mean, it's a general rule, or make him leave. Maybe you do. I don't know. I'd say it'd be a tragedy. You probably have other things in common. This is how it strikes me. I got this great question on Facebook. What do I do? My whole church is, you know, wrong politically. Should I leave? I think it's supposed to be church is supposed to be family, and your identity is supposed to be with your brothers and sisters in Christ. If they trust Christ with their lives, if that's their identity and your identity, that trumps everything else, my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that as somebody who has very decided political views. It's not like I'm like, oh, I don't care about Paul. I do care. But I also know this is supposed to be my main identity, not people in my party, not people who agree with me on politics. My identity trumps everything as a believer in Jesus. He radically redefined the primacy of family, too. He said, I'll show you my family. The people who do my will are my family. And that was amazing in that context, when in the Middle Eastern culture of a couple thousand years ago, just amazing. He said that this should trump everything. We have to bear with each other and humble ourselves, even to the point of going, yeah, I think you're wrong. Still my brother and sister. That is a great idea. I mean, if you've got somebody who's a good friend, and let's say they're a part of your church family, and it is supposed to be a family. Church isn't a business. It's supposed to be a family. You don't have to probably keep digging at that scar. Mm-hmm. Like, we disagree on politics, so let's talk about that every time. Maybe find something else. Move on.
You know what makes it hard to move on, if we're honest, if I'm honest, is because I want you over on my side.
Yeah, I suppose that's right.
And I want to convince you of my argument and convince you of the errors of your ways. And that's why it keeps coming up.
I get that. And I feel that way, too. If somebody told me 2 + 2 = 5, mm-hmm. and they're just convinced, it can drive you crazy. Just like, you've got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
How do you not know this?
Right.
that can be very frustrating. But there's a humility that comes. You know what? You can drop it. God changes people. We don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't control everybody. But man, that's... It is hard, but I tell you what, if you pull it off with your church family and you're able to say, yeah, I disagree with you on this and this, but our identity in Christ trumps everything. If you both do that, mm-hmm. that really shows the world who you belong to.
It does, because they're not capable of doing it.
No, they can't do it.
Right.
It says, I have a higher allegiance than that. I'm not the producer of my own show, so in some ways... I don't have total control over it. It's okay. Surprising.
Where are we going?
Well, because I have an idea and I know it's going to get shot down.
Well, let's just, if you know it's going to, before I say it, if you know it's going to get shot down, then maybe there's something inherently wrong with the idea, do you think?
So don't bring it up.
No, I'm not saying that. I just think
I have ideas and it would be a smash.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. Hear me out.
Okay.
I think we should get a mascot for the show,
mm-hmm.
and I think it should be a baby bear. Like, we have a baby bear all the time. I saw one that just got rescued. Very cute. Everybody thinks baby bears are adorable.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have one whenever we go somewhere and meet people. Hey, meet our baby bear.
Yeah.
And then as it grows up, because I know what your objection is going to be, it's going to grow up and it's going to destroy the studio and us. As it grows up, we release it into the wild. These are rescue baby bears. So we rescue a baby bear, nurse it back to health, and then we release it into the wild and then get another one. And then people will be like, hey, that's the show.
That continues to get the baby bears.
Yeah, that's the baby bear show.
You know what? I have to tell you, you're right.
Wow!
I am shooting this down.
Thank you. You're shooting it down. Never mind. I don't want to talk. Why should I?
Let's not sulk. You can't see anything. Seriously, you can't see anything wrong with having a baby bear here in the studio with
every idea I have, it's like skeet shooting.
Okay.
Got like pull. That's what Sherry does. She's got a shotgun.
I don't.
And then kablam. Every creative idea.
So sometimes I think that you have really great overarching ideas, but you don't think about the details of it. Like having a baby bear. How much does a baby bear eat? A lot.
Six.
What?
I have thought about this. It eats six foods. Every day. See, I have thought. I've done my research. It's not true. Yeah, I'm not buying this list thing they have here. It's the best restaurant in all 50 states. Like, they pick one for each state.
Mm-hmm.
So for California, I've lived in California. The Zuni Cafe in San Francisco.
Have you been to the Zuni Cafe?
No, but have they been to the Subway in Roseville? I've lived in Illinois.
Uh-huh.
They pick some place in Chicago.
Right.
Have they been to the Subway in Tuscola? No, okay. Which is my favorite restaurant in Illinois.
The Subway? We're talking about the regular Subway sandwich place.
They picked this fancy place in Miami. Mm-hmm. Have they been to the Subway in Lake Worth? No, they haven't, which is my favorite.
Okay.
So why are they the experts?
Because you like Subway. Is that what we're going with this?
I like it a lot. But how do they just rule that out?
Well, maybe they...
Same thing with you and Cracker Barrel. That's your favorite?
I do, but I am willing to admit that there may be a restaurant better than Cracker Barrel.
Subway. Hey, my name is Brant. Sherry is here, too. She is our show's producer.
So what is it about Subway? Because for as long as I've known you, you could eat at Subway all day, every day. Went for your birthday and things like that. People always get you Subway gift cards. Yeah. So what is it about Subway?
It's really good.
They're not a sponsor of the show,
by the way. And I'm sorry about that. Like, they ought to be.
And they can pay you in free subs.
Fine. Hey, well, I'll tell you, they'll double toast my sandwich.
Okay.
And a lot of them know. I went to the Subway in Berkeley where my son goes to school.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in. They knew what I wanted.
Okay.
They remember me there.
Okay.
They remember me at these Subways. Mm-hmm. And I walk in. They're like, okay, oven roasted chicken breast on wheat, foot long. We're going to double toast this. And then I can get mounds of spinach. That's all I want on it.
Okay.
So they'll just give me handfuls of spinach, just like pile it hot. That's all I want.
And there's nobody else that will do this for you?
No.
No other restaurant?
No.
Okay.
Exactly. So I get what I want.
Mm-hmm.
They know me.
Mm-hmm.
And they will double toast to the point where there's smoke rolling out of their toaster. And they don't mind.
Fear demise of their own restaurant. They will continue to toast.
Yeah.
So they burn your sandwich with spinach on it.
Yes. And that's why I love that. Guy's name is Alex Rodriguez. He's a baseball player. He is very controversial because he had used PEDs and stuff and all that sort of stuff that a lot of sports fans don't care about. But what's fascinating, they did this really long profile of him on ESPN.com where they just wrote about him. He's desperate for two things. Clearly, he's desperate for the approval of a father and he's desperate for forgiveness. But he doesn't want to admit his own culpability.
Okay.
And that's the recurring theme of this whole very long article. I just thought that's all of us.
That's true.
Really is. The guy has gone through a lot. There's nothing to envy there, too, because you can look at, well, he's good looking, he's rich, he's got all this. He's miserable, according to this article.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about him and his therapist and how he talks openly about what he's done, but he doesn't want to admit that he's really at fault. But he's desperate for forgiveness from people. I mean, that is so human nature. It's all of us. The only reason I bring him up specifically is there it is on ESPN.com. But man, aren't we all?
And he also shows you, and I think we said this yesterday on the show, no matter what fame you're looking for, financial, whatever it is, it doesn't help that human condition inside.
No.
That brokenness inside, it doesn't help. And if anything, it seems like it makes it worse.
It makes it more obvious.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And it is sad to read this, but I thought, man, we're all looking for that. God's offering that to all of us. So we were just talking about Alex Rodriguez, this incredibly famous guy who's known for being handsome and rich and all that. He's an athlete. And he seems miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And it just points out, again, that's all of us. We're all looking for something to fill this yawning need. It was interesting. He never went to college. So for him, he's thinking, well, if I went to college, maybe if I did that, I'd be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So he registered for a class at the University of Miami, got an F on his first exam. He was trying really hard. He went to Target and bought a backpack and everything.
It's millionaires in Target.
Go back to school. Exactly. Mm-hmm. He thought, okay, go back to school and I'll get. And they also mentioned that he tours college campuses by himself. Walks on dozens. He's had 40-some college campuses, and he'll always go and buy another backpack and another sweatshirt.
Mm.
He just wants to. He's thinking the college experience is what I need.
Mm-hmm.
He's 40-some years old. Wow. It's just so interesting to me what drives us, and we're all this way. I feel like Augustine was right. He wrote this a long time ago, but he says our hearts are finally at rest when they're at rest in you, talking about God. Finally, like we're always restless, always trying to fill it. Well, maybe I missed this, maybe I missed that, but it's never going to work until we find our rest where our hearts are supposed to be. Speaking of sports, we were just talking sports. I'm just thinking of this because the NBA has their trade deadline going on.
Okay.
They're all talking trades.
Mm-hmm.
What if we had trades, like in our job?
All right. So are you trying to tell me something?
No, I'm actually wondering what, like, if you could trade me for, let's say, let me just think of somebody from the media.
Okay.
Like Matt Lauer for a week.
Would I do it?
Yeah.
I would not.
Honestly.
Honestly, I would not.
About Kirk Franklin.
No. One,
what? You're joking.
I'm not
That's
joking.
Really nice.
No, I wouldn't.
Why not? For a week. I mean,
this is nothing against them. I promise you. And this is not to build you up, but you started this. I didn't know this when we were
right.
Done. So I have fun when I come to work.
Good.
Every day I have fun. This is a job where I enjoy myself. And I'm not interested in disrupting that. I don't think I could have more fun. I don't think, I just don't. I think what I have is good.
Well, thank you. I feel the same way, totally.
Okay.
I wouldn't trade you for him, honestly, for that, for this job. No way. Not on the planet.
Well, this has become a real self-congratulatory.
It really has. Congratulations to us. Aren't we awesome? Aren't we? Good. I really thought, see, the joke was going to be, you'd be like, oh, yeah, in a heartbeat.
Right, but I wouldn't.
But you didn't, and so kind of
here we are.
Kind of killed it, but that's okay. Speaking of compliments, we just unintentionally...
Unleashed compliments upon each other.
Yeah. Kablam. The explosion of compliments.
And it really wasn't planned. That's what's so funny.
I did plan some last night. I sat down at Twitter. It was a trending topic on Twitter. Hashtag
okay.
Compliment time.
Okay.
And it was at a timely time because I was feeling really down.
Okay.
And so I saw that. I'm like, you know what? Let me do this. Let me focus on other people. Let me find something nice to say about somebody.
It was very sweet.
So I started with my friend Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioned Sherry, how awesome a producer and friend she is. Talked about my wife, other friends, just people that pop into mind.
So how does that – I know that it helps, but can you pinpoint why that helps so much? Because it does.
I think it's the actual act of serving somebody. Your feelings follow your actions, not the other way around. A lot of times we think our feelings beget our actions, so I'll wait to feel something, then I'll act.
Mm-hmm.
Do it the other way around. I thought, I'll force myself to act. I'm feeling all about me right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it did. It changed my attitude. Once I started rolling, started thinking, I want to say this about this. You know what I like about that person? And it actually... typed it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if any of my followers on Twitter cared, but I just, on my brother, you know, this kid that was in my youth group, you know, all these people. And changed my attitude. Just get my mind off myself for once. This would be so great. Somebody proposed it as a joke. But what if we did a cruise like all these? I think I proposed it as a joke.
Yes, you did. Yeah, and I don't think you were joking, actually, were you?
Maybe not. Duck Dynasty has their own cruise.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. The Property Brothers have their own cruise where they do home remodeling tips.
On the cruise.
Why not a Brant Hansen Show cruise with Sherry? We have people who are interested.
Do we?
There is a problem. We can't afford to go on it.
Nor can we afford to host it.
But once we're past all that, hey, love this idea. Let's see. A woman says she works. I'm sorry, I didn't write down her name. She works with two other people, and they listen to the show, and they like it and stuff. They would love to go.
Mm-hmm.
They think puppets are a great idea. I mentioned we should have puppets on the cruise. Everybody gets a puppet.
And she said puppets are good?
Yeah. Loves that idea.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying you have to have a puppet on you all the time, and that's how you communicate to each other, even in the pool and stuff.
And I thought that was a little questionable.
Lord of the Rings discussion groups and showing of the movies. Lord of the Rings themed fancy dinners. We dress up as the characters. This is genius.
Yeah.
Game shows that include alien planets on the line instead of cheesy games that other radio stations have. I would love a super fancy fish tank, but filled with sea monkeys. We can do that. Llamas, alpacas on board.
Did you write
Authentic
this?
Authentic discussions about Jesus. They want the whole show. I'm down.
That is our show, actually.
I'm going to save up and buy me a ticket on that.
It's our cruise.
Yeah, we're kicking around this cruise idea. We could do a show cruise, invite listeners on it, and have Lord of the Rings theme stuff, discussions about all sorts of important issues.
Have we decided how we're getting the finances to do this?
I don't have it all worked out. But once we get it going, everybody gets a puppet. I think that's a great idea. And you have to wear it all the time.
Yeah, Tony Wetzel from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. With those puppets, what are you going to do when you're in the shower? You're going to put tape over their eyes?
Tony brings up a...
It's funny, Tony, but yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to do, Tony.
We'll supply the tape.
You know, if you guys aren't going to take this serious, then forget the whole cruise, then. Seriously, forget it. You guys aren't going to take it serious.
Sorry.
No. Hello there. I am Brant, and you are listening to a show that is very special because... Oops.
That. That's why it's special. We hit wrong buttons.
No, it's another... Hang on, because it's totally... It's special because...
You don't hear this every day.
Because of this... Because I am sitting at a piano right now while I'm doing the show.
Wow.
And kind of cool. I'm looking down at my hands there, just kind of...
Mm-hmm. You have your little tux on.
Wearing a tux. It's not little. But anyway, we saw this thing about how women find playing piano the most attractive quality.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe my wife is listening to this right now. She can at least picture it. But this guy left a message and disagrees, or at least he thinks something else should be at the top.
Hey, Brant, this is Steve, man. I heard you talking about attributes of a man and the guy that plays a piano and maybe a keyboard, you know, or as far as like a guitar or something. But I think cooking on the grill, man, that makes a manly man right there. I mean, any woman that's in her right mind would want a man that can cook on the grill.
I disagree, Steve.
Why? I do think that's attractive.
Because I'm sitting at this piano. Amanda?
Well, I'm a musician, so I definitely like musicians, which is funny because my husband cannot sing at all.
He's not musically inclined at all? Like, he doesn't play an instrument or nothing? Wow.
Nope, not even close.
Oh.
We're in the car together, and his facial reaction right now is priceless.
Yeah. Kind of throwing him under the car there. But, that's all right.
Nothing wrong with that.
I would say for me personally, I mean, he's a really good cook, so I would say that cooking is a very attractive quality.
Good
that
save.
Hey, look.
Because it sounded like you were going to go with the music thing first. But then
I thought about it for a second.
But then you realize, no.
I'm sure his facial expression helped you process it a little better.
Good job. If you're new to the show, you should know this. I have struggled with my faith in the sense that I want to see Jesus for real. I'm real, I don't know how to say, suspicious. Mm-hmm. People using religion, using religious talk. I don't want to do it myself either, just to advance themselves. I've seen it a lot. But Jesus is so attractive. I put a picture up on my Facebook page that will explain why I am a Christian. It's my profile photo. It will explain, that photo will explain why I'm a Christian. I encourage you to look at it. I mentioned in the comments the story behind it. And it's a short story, but when I think about that, I'm like, yep, Jesus still makes sense. Some people think, like, how is he still relevant? 2,000 years ago, some guy in Palestine, how is that relevant? Because of that. Anyway, my Facebook page is Brant Hansen Page on Facebook. Look at the picture. Please read the short story. And then I think you'll go, that's how he's relevant. Realizing you can't necessarily get on Facebook right now, not everybody's on it. But this picture I was saying explains why I'm a believer in Jesus. It's just a picture of a little girl. I'm sitting there too, but it's mainly her. And then there's her little sister on the other side. And they're laughing and smiling. The little girl's name is Joy. I met her family. She was born with hydrocephalus. And as she got sicker and sicker, and it looked like she wasn't going to make it, her dad was told it's because of something you did. You're cursed. You and your wife failed morally, and that's why your daughter is suffering.
Mm.
Well, he believed it, so they offered sacrifices. They went to traditional healers, and they were told, you have to do this, you have to do that. They did everything they could to heal their girl, but it didn't reverse the curse. Nothing would. And then they found out about some believers in Jesus who said, no, God loves you. And so they went to the Cure Hospital. I work for Cure now because of this. They went to the Cure Hospital where they healed the daughter and they picked her up and said, no, you're not a curse. You're beautiful. We love you. And they held the mom and they held the dad. No, it's not because it's something you did. God actually loves you. They healed the daughter. Her name is Joy. And the dad said, you know what? You brought joy into our lives. You brought joy in our home. You saved my daughter's life. Now he leads groups of dads who think they're cursed, who have disabled children, kids with disabilities, said, no, God loves you. This guy has, he's in the army. He's been converted from thinking I'm cursed to know God loves us. Joy is this smiling, beautiful girl and her little sister. They named her after Joy went through all this. Her name is Rejoice. So this little tiny girl is named Rejoice, who's dancing around. It's the most beautiful thing. But I'm like, is Jesus relevant? Yep. There's a picture that explains it to me. I'll just look at that. There's Joy and there's Rejoice. Yes, he's relevant. He, as far as the curse is found, undoes it. Handy tip, if you're looking for cooking tips, I try to share them. Simply, just to put a healthy twist on chocolate chip cookies. Put a healthy twist. Simply replace the chocolate with kale.
Kale, the vegetable.
Yep.
You're going to put that in there?
Yep. Instead of the chocolate, it's way healthier. It tastes horrible. I mean, it is horrific. But it is a healthy twist. And that's, I never said it wasn't going to taste terrible.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. To find out more about the radio show and Brant's new book called Unoffendable, just go to BrantHanson.com.